The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. My kingdom is not of this world. Jesus is a true king. He is the King of Kings, but his kingdom is not the same as the kingdom of this world. John G. Lake said this: "Men have said that the cross of Christ was not a heroic thing. But I want to tell you that the cross of Jesus Christ has put more heroism in the souls of men than any other event in human history." We know this is during all the past centuries, many, many great, great kings. But they are past, even they are forgot. Their kingdom is, you see, completely destroyed and forgotten. But Jesus has passed more than 2,000, he is always reigning. Always his name is living. Imagine any cross you know and love. It may be the cross on your bed, in the chapel you pray in, or in the church like this beautiful cross. This is a cross really represent a king. Is the cross really a sign of power? Jesus died. A king died on the cross. Yes, it is a power, the sign of great power. For us Christians, the crucified Jesus is our Lord of power and King. A King who received dominion, glory, and kingship. A King to whom all peoples, nations, and languages serve. This King not only dominates a part of the world, the whole world. His name is, you see, called with different languages, different nations. But the power of Jesus is not as the power we know in the world. The power of Jesus is a power of care and protection. A king who cares, who loves, who protects. In Jesus' kingdom, authority is a service. Does the power and authority of the world fit to this definition? Do they care about their people? Do they protect? No. As we know, worldly power, be it physical, spiritual, and ideological, wants to rule and dominate people, to control. Yes, we have given authority in this world. Parents have authority over their children, teachers over their students, states authority over their subjects. But this power is to serve, not to rule and dominate. Every authority, be it physical, spiritual, worldly, comes from above. And it is given to serve, not to dominate, not to rule. But the vital question is, how do we exercise authority? Doesn't matter what authority we have. Does our authority model it to that of Jesus, who said, you know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all, for the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is, you see, our King, who gives his life for the beloved. My kingdom is not of this world. What type of kingdom is his? Arthur Thorne tells us we can find an answer to that question in the preface of today's feast. We are told there that the Son wished to protect, to present to the Father a kingdom of truth and life, of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice and peace. This is the kingdom of Jesus. Our life, says the monk, will either shed light or cast a shadow. Let it be light. Christ deserves our best shot. We can reach more people, says Saint Francis de Sales, with a spoonful of honey than a cup of vinegar. Our manner of dealing with people must be that of Abraham Lincoln, who said, as I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master. The Christ is not served by division and anger. The age of kings is done. The few we have left belong to the ancient regime. They have become history. They are the subject of jokes by sneering TV comedians. They are increasingly irrelevant. They are all yesterday. But our King Jesus is today, tomorrow, the next day, and ad infinitum. So must we be, if we are to be effective ministers of this King. Joseph Goebbels, his propaganda minister, expands this too. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. We know this. Many people use it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of life. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. And thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. This was at a time of war, and indeed people can quote Senator Hiram Warren Johnson of saying after World War I, that the first casualty of war is the truth. But the determination to reject truth did not end with wars. In our own times, political correctness is a higher value than truth. You see, don't let us to compromise the truth. The truth is truth. We cannot change it. We have to follow it. We have to have a courage to say it, to live it. Pilate said to Jesus, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Through our baptism, we become sons and daughters of the Father of Jesus. This is why we call him our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come. We are the subjects of this kingdom. We are heirs of the Father and co-heirs with Jesus. Jesus was born, lived, and died for truth. Do we follow him and live in truth and for truth? Do we see and exercise power and authority as service? Do we follow Jesus, wanting not to be served, but to serve? How do we treat people? Do treat them as persons with awe and respect, or use them as things and objects? This question must meditate, you see, today when we are celebrating this wonderful feast of Jesus, the King of the world. May the Holy Spirit give us the light to know the truth and to put in practice and live it. May he give us the courage to say and tell the truth to everyone, at any time, everywhere. God bless you.